People don't hear a lot about the museum. How come?
We're probably the best kept secret in Washington. We don't do a whole lot to promote ourselves, and that's going to change. It's a shame because we have a lot of good things going on. And we have a fairly large visitor base, 450,000 a year that walk in, 200,000 hits on the website. But that's all without us ever telling anybody we exist. So watch out in the future. That's going to go way up.
What are some of the features of the museum?
Well, the museum has a world-class research library. It has an exhibit hall that has philatelic exhibits, has Postal Service historical exhibits, the evolution of postal services starting in the 1600s up until basically the present. You have the national collection, over 13 million stamps and objects. We have research facilities, educational programs for kids. And then you have, at this point in time, the building of the Winton Blunt Center for Postal Studies, which is a think tank around postal issues of the day, with under an endowment put together by Winton Blunt, who was President Nixon's Postmaster General.
Now, the museum is not right on the mall. You're a little couple of sort of catty corner up on it. Why would somebody who's down for a weekend or a week to visit Washington, a family or a couple or even an individual, why should they go off the mall to come up to the museum? What would they see? What's there for them?
Well, as I said, there's a whole lot of things.
You're not going to go to the research center and...
Nah, I mean, you have to be a special type of person looking for certain things to do research in a library, the collection, and so on. But if you have kids, it's a great place to visit because we have a lot of interactive games with the exhibits that they'd be able to play through. Kids really love it when they go through there. Plus, if you want to learn about history, and a lot of school kids come through there in tours, you've got a lot of history built into that particular museum and that building. So it's a great educational experience. It's a lot of fun. It's not huge where you get lost and take forever. It's small, and it's a family-sized museum.
It's in an interesting building.
Yeah, it's in the old post office building where the original Washington Post Office was housed, the district offices, administrative offices, and the plant operation. You've got a historic hall there, which is gorgeous, used for affairs, get about 700 people in. And you've got our atrium, which we use for also receptions and affairs in addition to the exhibits. The building itself is beautiful. It's a gorgeous building to see. And that's worth seeing just by itself.
What sort of special things are coming up for the NPM?
We've got a lot on the drawing board. On the philatelic side, we have the 1847 collection starting up in November. That'll be followed by Queen Elizabeth's private collection during the summer. We're moving stamps from our vault up to the exhibit floor, trying to fill in all the United States stamps, have the complete collection. On the historical side, we're working on a heroes exhibit, Postal Service heroes coming out of 9/11, anthrax, and just everyday heroics. We're working on an automation exhibit, which is going to be incredible. It'll be like a Disneyland ride, where you decide whether you're a letter or a package, where you're mailed, where you want to be delivered. You get into a pod and you take the ride like you're a piece of mail, and you'll learn technology, speed, size, flexibility of the largest network in the world, postal network. So we've got a lot of good stuff on the drawing board.